Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. It will go to the voters. In a standing room only Northfield Council chambers, councilors unanimously approved putting the question of a new civic center on the November ballot. The referendum will ask voters to approve a new half-cent sales tax, up to a $20 motor vehicle excise tax, and a property tax increase. The total cost for a two-sheet arena will be just over $21 million. For the actual property tax increase, that will be $8.8 million. On a $200,000 home, the estimated tax would be $90 a year. Public Works Director Dave Bennett explains.
And then along with that, there's $3.4 million from private fundraising, and the sale of the arena grants bringing in another $2 million.
A second sheet of ice.
That would be used, you know, just in the wintertime is about $5.4 million. And really that's coming from outside sources, really not supported through the property levy.
There is a sunset on the dollars raised through the levy. Bennett said within the authorization is a cap of $17.8 million or 20 years.
Certainly if we have more growth in our sales and our sales tax goes up, it could offset the property tax.
70% of the dollars raised in taxes will go toward the arena. 30% will go to parks and trails improvements, should the referendum pass. The caveat is that Dundas agreed to add a half-cent sales tax, too. They would get 30% for their parks and trails. Saying some of her constituents thought the term civic center was disingenuous, it took nearly 45 minutes last night to decide to change the wording in the ballot to call the facility a multi-purpose combination civic center and ice arena. The Northfield Hockey Association, which has been the driving force behind it, had been told they needed to incorporate the wider community. For 6 months of the year, the second sheet of ice would provide opportunities for any number of events. Hockey coach and arena committee member Brent Bielenberg said they've been working on this for 18 months, but really, it's been years. He was in studio with Chris Kennelly talking further about the Cannon River Civic Center this morning. Their entire interview is on KYMNRadio.net. Education of the ballot question will continue to take place. I have a link to the Cannon River Civic Center website also on our website. Northfield Hospital's Downtown Express Clinic is fully up and running. CEO Steve Underdahl said,
"We're getting a lot of nice feedback from folks that have really said, this is really helpful for my family. It's great that it's downtown. It's great that it's available after hours."
They just started a couple of weeks ago with weekend hours, trying to accommodate those who can't make daytime appointments. Sterling Drug is completely revamped with a lowered countertop and a nice parking lot. Right now, the clinic is seeing about 10 people a day, but Underdahl says they'll see a lot more as fall and winter illnesses ramp up. In separate news, the hospital's long-term care center earned a 5-star rating for the 7th year in a row from CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it's the Taste Tour tomorrow. Northfield Downtown Development Corporation Executive Director Jenny Roney explains.
The great thing about this format is you walk to each of the restaurants. So you burn calories along the way and you can just continue eating.
It's from 5 to 8 p.m. with at least 10 eating establishments participating along with the two breweries. You do need to buy tickets. Tickets are a dollar apiece.
So you purchase those tickets either at the event or this year we're going to sell them in advance.
They're available now at the Business and Tourism office at 19 Bridge Square. For a list of all the participating establishments, go to downtownnorthfield.org. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.